Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Damashek. What's going down? I hope all's well wherever you are. Welcome to the Dave Damashek football program. Available, as always, on iTunes, Stitcher, and NFL.com. And as you can see, Studio 66 is indeed running at maximum strength. That's because joining me in studio right here and now, Maurice Jones-Drew. What's the poop with you, fella?
I don't even know what that means.
Me either. Next up, from the Pittsburgh Steelers, now here in 66, Ike Taylor, what's the poop with you?
Give me some good toilet tissue. That's the poop.
And lastly, but not leastly, all the way from London, England, he now serves as our resident Miami Dolphins fan and the only one in the studio besides myself who has his own theme music. What? It's Handsome Hank.
He's handsome, Hank. He's handsome, Hank. He's handsome,
Hank. He's got a smile when this comes on. Don't try to fight the
smile. You don't like
I
that?
I love this smile.
Hello, handsome. How are you?
I am very well indeed. Black tie, he promised he would get these two gentlemen
I know.
An intro. Here we are a week later.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks later.
Just give me some
Well, names. Really, black tie, something is on. Did you lock that door, MJ?
There's turmoil.
We got turmoil.
Black tie, what happened? What's going on back there behind the glass? Producer Black Tie's having a rough day.
Not a rough day at all. We're just setting up for the show and just getting ready for the show, man.
Yeah, but whatever. Then how come one of your lieges, Sully, Mr. Mustache?
Yeah. Why you put him
in the
room?
Why did he have to leave the studio? Why did you just run him off?
Longest lunch ever.
A long lunch.
I don't see him back.
Right.
Yet. Sully's back here now. We're working through some things.
Are you going to be here?
Okay. Training camp, guys. It's preseason.
Be nice to him.
Position battles. That's what it was.
Okay. You
know, like Oklahoma drill.
I got you.
Mediator in that thing?
I got you. Whatever. It sound good.
General Patton, Coach Vince Lombardi, black tie. All rule with an iron fist. That's their thing.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Let's talk about this, that, and the other. We have to dig into the game of pro football. But as always, let's be open to the greatest game of all, the game called life.
Oh.
All right? And speaking of which, what's that?
You kind of lost me on that one, but carry on.
All right, well, listen. As far as the game called life goes, there's one way to check the scoreboard, and that's how many children you make to extend that game.
Okay.
Once you leave, do you leave something behind? I, as some people know, I have baby Oprah is my daughter. Then my middle child is Jean-Claude Van Damashek. He's 6 years old. He just started first grade today. And Football Baby, who turned one year old yesterday, so I wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Football
If you don't
baby.
Know Football Baby, take a quick look at some of his work. He picked with frightening accuracy. He picked football games last year. I think he went 30-13 when it was all said and done. You were busy playing MJD and Ike, so you might have missed this.
Oh!
Hey, look at him. That's how he picked the game.
Oh!
He knew. He just would tip to the side where the game was.
He got
to
go,
Where the winner
was. I think you're telling him to go left or right.
This was his greatest work. He took Colt McCoy in Big D to win the game. He will eventually.
Why he taking so long?
Who's thinking about
it? Yeah,
who's going to think about this one?
Well, that's a hard game to pick out. Look at that. He was right, though. They won.
You know what? I think you're starving your baby to make him lean over that way.
The one rule is maybe I
would gently push him in the Steelers' way, no matter who they were playing.
Because he was already leaning that way anyway.
Right. he put him like that.
Yeah, he wasn't even sitting up straight.
Maybe the integrity of the game was in question when the Steelers were involved.
Yeah.
Maybe I did tip him that way.
Here, back this way. I get it.
Now, speaking of integrity, something we brought up last week on the show, Handsome Hank is, as I mentioned, our resident Miami Dolphins fan.
Right. It's true.
Now every father who loves football wants their child to root for the same team, right? I think we can agree on that. But Handsome, so he wants his boy to be a Dolphins fan, and he told us what last week? Great news, because he had previously been maybe a Jets fan, maybe a Dallas Cowboys fan.
So last week he told me he's going to school. Today was his first day in kindergarten. He wanted a Dolphins backpack.
Whoa.
Dolphins backpack to take to school.
How did you feel?
I felt great. That's a beautiful moment for me. I went out, bought it for him straight away, presented it to him. He was so happy. Then I asked Dave a question. Should I take him to Cowboys training camp last weekend?
Right.
And Dave said no, but I ignored
him. Now you're opening a can of worms.
I ignored his advice.
So why you ask the question if you're going to know?
Well, because I just wanted to see what he would say.
Okay.
And then, but I was going to do what I was going to do anyway.
I got it.
it was all good. He had a good time. This morning, he's setting off for school. First day of school. You remember your first day
right.
of school?
I
don't really remember it either. I had explosive diarrhea that day.
Okay.
So that sets you back a little bit.
Sets you all the way back.
But he didn't want to take his Dolphins backpack with him. That was the back. It was all packed.
Oh, no.
Full of food.
Well, this is why. Look
this
behind you, fellas.
Oh. Rowdy. Rowdy.
You're done.
Sweet little confused boy. Why do you do that? It's your fault. Right.
That's your problem.
You should have listened to Sheck.
People on the other side of the pond.
They
don't listen.
Exactly.
You should have listened to Sheck.
They think they know better than.
So did you ask him if he wanted a Cowboys book sack now?
No. He is going to be a Dez Bryant fan.
He is a Dez Bryant. That's what I had to buy him when I was there.
You put you take him around the silver hat with the star.
The man.
Yeah.
Not good.
Your household is divided.
That's not
now.
Good
mm-hmm. oh.
at all, Handsome Hank.
I should have listened to Dave.
Ike.
First should've. Time ever.
Do you insist that your child be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan?
That's just naturally what he is. I mean, he was born.
You didn't ask for
it. No, he was born in Pittsburgh, and he was raised around. But naturally, since the guys are leaving, like your Mike Wallace's, Troy retired, your Brett Keisel's, like he's still a fan of the players. Mm-hmm. So he asked me, like, Dad, you be mad if I'm a Johnny Football fan? And I'm like, no, because I like Johnny Football. Like, as long as you still have that black and gold foundation, I'm cool with whoever you
what
like.
What if he decided, though, in, I don't know, a couple of years, because he's a, you know, listen, children like to rebel against whatever their parents
right.
like.
Right.
So what if he says one day, you know what, I decided Flacco's my guy.
He already understand that at an early age. We don't like them.
Here's what I did.
When my
son was a Jets fan, I told him, it was around Christmas, I told him that Santa hates the Jets.
Right. You brainwashing your kids.
That put him off the Jets.
Oh, that's
you brainwashing your kids.
MJD, do you make your kids be Jags fan or what? Or how's that work?
Well, short story. My son went to a game, his first game. We were playing the Colts on a Thursday night. Anyways, we beat him. But we beat him on a last-second Josh Scobie 59-yard field goal. So, yes, he's a Jags fan, but you would think my son would want to wear my jersey to the games. No. He was Josh Scobie for Halloween, and he wore the
Scobie?
Yeah, he wore a number 10 jersey, so I was, like, disgusted. I was like,
you was hot.
I was like, yeah. I was like, I
give
get
me somebody
it.
Else but
yeah,
Scobie.
Yeah, beat a quarterback.
A kicker.
A kicker, right? Now, flip side, I played for the Raiders 1 year, and my youngest son – different cut from a different cloth. I don't know how it happened. I had to check,
that's
talk to my wife about it a little bit. I don't know if that's my son or not. He comes, he's a little rugged. He's a Raiders fan. He was in the black hole with the people.
Well, that's cool.
He's a rugged kid. So I have a kicker Jags fan, right. And I have a Raiders.
That black hole is tough too.
Oh man.
They throw down.
You could never win back then.
Nah, they throw
down. I don't know what it was with you guys.
Man, it's the black hole.
Well, it made me sad in Pittsburgh, PA.
If it made you sad, think how it made me feel.
Yeah. All right, speaking of the Steelers, let's get to very important stuff. James Harrison made a bit of news the other day by saying he's not going to give, just like Handsome Hank, well, the opposite. Handsome Hank said, here's a Dolphins backpack. James Harrison said, you will not get participation trophies. I'm going to start with you on this one, Ike, because, of course, you know James Harrison. Where do you come down on this?
Yeah, old school. We feel the same way.
Do you?
Like, you're not going to give me a participation certificate because I showed up. You know, it's either first, second, or third. If we get in third or second, then we got to work on getting to that first. That's the whole goal right there. But you're going to award me for just showing up, and that's what I'm supposed to do anyway? Nah, that's not going to fly. Because now I'm watering down your brain, meaning everything you do, you're supposed to get rewarded by this – by just being there. That's not going to happen, man. That's why I think the problem is with today's young kids. Like, they feel entitled to. Like, don't nobody want work no more. Everybody wants stuff given to them. Back in the day, which wasn't far for us, but back in the day, man, our mentality was different. Like, we had to earn everything. So we appreciate the things that was given to us. Nowadays, man, kids, man, feel too entitled. So, no, I agree. Like, I've been coming home with a participation award. Man, slowly, if he don't know about it, that thing going in the trash. You know what I'm saying?
That'll send a nice message when he finds it in the trash.
Yeah, no, ball it up. Like, he ain't even going to know. If somebody done slipped it in his book sack, like, he ain't even going to know. So, man, he know from an early age, though, it's not watered down in the Taylor residence.
Handsome Hank, your front-running son, now the Dallas Cowboys fan.
Brainwashed him.
How do you feel about the participation trophy?
I agree with that. Look, the Olympics have got it right. Gold, silver, bronze. Everyone else, you finish last. It doesn't matter.
It's also,
that's why they do it that way, right?
Also like Talladega Nights, if you're not first, you're last. MJD, right. How say you?
My oldest son is playing tackle football, and they have cuts. I love it. I love it because if you get cut, that means you have to work harder. That's what life's about. Yep. You know what I mean? Like,
I just can't
show up to work and be average every day with you. We can't be average. If we're average, someone else is going to come in and have Studio 66 and have their own podcast show. We can't do. You have to compete.
Shaq, if we don't have good ratings on this show, this ain't going to be no Shaq 66 show.
I hear you.
Award for just being here.
But with Athletic Deeds specifically, as somebody who was not a star out there and who's great, you know, for me it was really just don't be the last guy picked. When it was time to pick sides, I was never the first guy picked, but I saw to it that I was never the last guy picked. So my heart does go out to the kids again.
Doesn't that drive you to be better at something else, though?
Competition and peer pressure. It's going to make you or break you.
I ultimately agree, but as somebody who suffered as a youth, we're not making
the team. I suffered. I was like in high school, I was like probably the fourth or fifth best guy on the team.
How could that possibly be?
That's
made it to the NFL.
My point exactly, but that's how good and that's how deep our team was. So now when we get to college, and I walked on for college, man, it helped me out mentally. Then when I get to the NFL, it's like, why am I even here?
I didn't know you walked on.
You learned something new
every
day. All right, next thing is talk about how deep rosters run and everything. You know, I've lamented this before. In a world of 7 billion people, how is it so hard to find 32 human beings that can successfully play quarterback in the NFL? It's really crazy that the math isn't better. It's so bad, in fact, that Tim Tebow continues to hang around and get looks.
Don't ask me a question.
Let's talk about Tim Tebow. He played for the Eagles, and he looked, I don't know how you even describe his performance. MJD, you don't want to talk? That's it?
That's
your opinion on it? No comment is the comment. All right, that says everything.
Man,
Mike Taylor, I'm turning to you. What about this?
He's good for ratings. He's your American hero.
But is he good at football?
Tim Tebow, depending on the offense in which you're going to run, can be.
Did you just see that?
I really can't say too much because he sat my ass down at home in a playoff game. So I really can't say too much. But at the same time, I didn't play 12-1-2. So I understand the hope, but I'm like, bro, for real, we just going to keep talking about this man. I know he has a huge following. So I know they're going to look at my timeline and they're going to scrutinize me, which I'm cool cuz that's going to get some of my followers up. So
that's right.
I can agree with that. But at the same time,
those precious ratings we refer to.
Man, why we keep talking about this dude?
It is. Well, that's, you know, sort of like you say the thing about that, you know, if it doesn't do well and it doesn't get ratings, then it goes away. Well, Tim Tebow save one game against a team that dressed in black and gold on a January night in the divisional round. No, that was the wild card round.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Other than that, though.
That was the one game.
Yeah, other than that, everything been cloudy.
No, am I a Tebower?
I'm not a Tebow.
I don't know. You could be.
I tell you
you're
what.
You're the one guy that's divided your house.
I like Tim Tebow because, for me,
he's a Tebower.
He's a Tebower. He helps me do my job.
I don't like people take this angle.
Oh. But I'm the only one who can really take this angle.
How he help you do your job?
Because my job is to see how many people can I get to look at things on NFL.com or on
mobile
app or something. So it helps me when Tim Tebow does well. I can tell you on Sunday Tebow did his highlights, all that content
I just said
was better than anything else. It's ratings.
Are you a Tebower?
I'm not a Tebower.
You are. You just said you were.
I said.
Listen, what kind of guy is
this?
How do you say
what? From London.
Nothing more soulless than when people say, when media types say, hey, I'm just rooting for the best story, whatever's going to drive.
I got to take Hank's back on this one. I remember being here. I've been here for over 5 years. By far the most fun and best days here at the NFL Network. When Tebow was on his run. Sorry,
I'm about to leave.
When Tebow was on his run.
Door's locked.
Best time
to unlock the door.
So what?
What did he say?
It was fun when that was going on?
It was absolutely fun.
Come on, Black Tie.
It was fun.
I like watching football.
Black Tie had too many Tylenols.
Hey.
Man, somebody dropped the mic on Black Tie. Somebody dropped the mic.
Oh, watch out. Sully's behind you. Sully.
Let's get Sully back in the building. Man, Sully, man, get back on the board, man.
Put that mustache on him, Sully. Give him what for. Yeah, listen. I don't. The Tebow, is there any team that you can imagine in the NFL, legitimately? Is there one team that would be better off? There are teams that need QBs. There's no team that would benefit from him.
And he was about to get traded. Mm-hmm. The Jaguars offered more picks, more money to get him to go from Denver to Jacksonville.
Right.
Now, you would think, being from there, the opportunity's crazy. Probably the franchise would have been buck wild. He'd been starting regardless how bad it was. People would have showed up.
I agree. I remember thinking, why are the Jags not trying to make
this?
They chose the Jets.
He chose the Jets over the Jags. So that tells you something about him.
Media.
I'm trying to pick a team that is most in need. I don't think.
But in need of what? A third string quarterback? I mean, he is.
No,
he's
I'm saying.
No better than a third string quarterback right now. That's what he is. Like,
Hank,
there isn't,
you're killing me right now because your house is divided between the Cowboys and the Dolphins.
You just messed your son up with
and,
the.
And you're a Tebower.
I'm not a Tebower. How are you? How am I a Tebower suddenly?
You just said the man helped your ratings in the context.
Right, handsome. Yeah. Oh. Hey, whatever.
Man, let's get off this, man. Let's talk about
something.
And
let me just say something else real fast, though. People who always say, well, but there was nothing more entertaining than watching Tim Tebow games. Did you take a nap for the first 2 hours and 45 minutes? Because those games were the worst games you ever saw. And then he would turn it on at the end, which was interesting, I suppose, that he could flip a switch like that. But the majority of the games stunk. They weren't fun to watch. All right, let's speak of what is fun. And that's pro football is nigh. And we're getting a look at a lot of QBs right now, as we say. So let's start with the two big youngsters now, the rookie guys, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. They got their first action over the weekend. Better rookie season. I start with you, MJD.
Who's going to have it? Jameis Winston. I think Mariota, we saw they both struggled preseason week one. That was clear. But there's more weapons for Jameis to use. I think the system that he's in is going to be more for him to throw a lot of touchdowns, but he's also going to throw a lot of picks. Mariota is a very tough system. He's learning it from a brand new one. He only has two or three guys. They don't have a running back right now. I mean, there's a lot going on in Tennessee that he needs help around. So I'm going to go with Jameis in this situation.
You know, we see some of Jameis's work here from the weekend. And, you know, Vincent Jackson laid out there on the one that we saw there.
Right.
I think that's a one of the great things you could give a kid like Winston is a big target like that. And what's more, he's got three big
got
ones
three
with the tight end and Safarian Jenkins. Plus Mike Evans, this is going to be about – this will cover up some of his young mistakes, yes?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think the weapons help. The offensive line for the Bucs was a big problem last year, but what you saw in the first preseason game is his ability to be able to get out of trouble. And, you know, he scored the touchdown on the ground, but he moved around well in the pocket to sort of give himself more time.
Ike?
He lost some weight from college to the NFL, so now he's more mobile. We was talking about last week – Mariota not throwing any interceptions in practice. If you ask me and Maurice Jones-Drew, we disagree with that. We want to see guys throwing interceptions in practice. We want to see you taking them chances because that's what we know, what we can and what we can't do when it comes down to the game. As far as, like, pro-ready, I like Winston over Mariota right now. But what you like about Mariota was every game is not going to start the way you want it to start. And he wound up finishing 7-8.
Yeah, he did great after
seven
that.
And eight. So I like that he had what we call as cornerbacks a short memory.
Mm.
So I like that about the kid, but I'm still going to take Winston.
What do you think about Ike, about Winston's way? I mean, this dates back, obviously, to watching them in their respective college experiences, but it seems to me Jameis Winston is just full of real charisma. He's delightful. He seems like he's a funny guy, commands the locker room, everybody likes him. How significant is that actually at the NFL? Mariota seems like he's a little bit of a quiet fella.
Two different personalities.
I know, but does it matter to you as his teammate?
Nah, it don't matter because if you – from us from a standpoint, if we look at between Peyton and Eli, Peyton looked more charismatic than Eli. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks more approachable than Eli. But that's just Eli personality. You know what I'm saying? If you ask Eli's teammates, they say Eli is a jokester. Like, he's very funny. He has a dry sense of humor. You know what I'm saying? But looking at it from afar, it's like, do Eli even care? But if you check Eli's resume, it's like, what you mean, do I even care? I got two rings. Mm-hmm. So, of course I care. You know what I'm saying? So, them two personalities between Mariota and Winston, they just different, man. But to me, they're going to be the future for sure.
Do you buy that this matters, the guy who is, you know, the commands, the huddle and all that stuff? How significant? Because I do think Mariota does seem like a quiet sort of fella.
I think more than it's how you act. So it's, are you the same person every day? Are you that charismatic guy laughing, joking after a tough loss? Are you that quiet guy after a big win? How are you going to act? How are you going to – and so those are the things that you have to worry about, because in the locker room it's like, I need you to be the same guy every day. I don't need a guy that's going to be like, all right, we lose. Like, oh, like Mel Tucker, our defensive coordinator, he was an interim head coach for the Jaguars. He was like, we got too many of these guys that go up and down. He drew stick figures, and it was like a guy sulking. Take a loss, and we're like this.
I remember that was it was a national tragedy when Cam Newton put a towel on his head. I said, he wants a win. What's the difference? Yeah, so that is bad.
Well, you just want that guy to be the same person all the time. Or if he is an up-and-down guy, be an up-and-down guy all the time.
Because if you're going to be that leader for your team, then they're going to reflect how you feel and how you're looking. That the whole team's going to reflect that.
Winston is the general. Mariota is the assassin. And it's taken from college to the NFL. Winston's demeanor been the same since college. Mariota's demeanor been the same since college. Both of them guys been successful.
How good in the huddle would I be? I'd be pretty – would everybody listen to me and be like, what was that?
You'll panic.
No, panic. No. I would command. I'd be like, listen, everybody.
It's 2 minutes ago.
Get on Damashek's back. We're going to glory.
That right there. First and foremost, when they were talking about just like the third person,
that was real.
It was like you're going to go to jail. So I would like back that up. That's like one thing. Those are like two or three things. That was
weak. Good luck on your teams. When you play Damashek's team, Damashek comes out wagging his finger at the end of the game.
Wagging like Mutombo. No.
Handsome Hank, let's move on to the next one. Now, so let's talk sophomores here. Teddy Bridgewater, Derek Carr, who's going to have the better second season here?
I mean, it comes back again to weapons again. I think Bridgewater will have the better season. I like the fact that Carr now has Amari Cooper. He looked great in that game as well. But Bridgewater's got Adrian Peterson in the backfield. He's got Mike Wallace to throw to.
We can be quick on this one because I know what Mike and MJD respectively think on this one. But go ahead there.
Teddy Coolwater all day.
Yep. MJD.
Yeah, I'm torn. You know, I have a relationship with Derek, but obviously he doesn't have enough weapons there. I'm going to go with Bridgewater.
In year two, and in fact, do we agree that this is a playoff team, the Vikings?
Definitely.
Yes.
Really?
Have you been watching their defensive line?
Oh, yeah. I think their defense was Zimmer. Their
defensive line been – their defensive line is going to be – I'm sorry. Their front seven is going to be the heart and soul of that team.
They got two UCLA guys, so it has no choice.
I like Anthony Bart.
There you go.
Quite a bit. Yep. I like that team a lot, and in fact, hear me now, believe me later, I think there are going to be three divisions from the North that get into the playoffs in the
three
NFC.
Teams, yeah.
I think the Lions get in as well, and of course, I think the Packers win that division. So we'll see. All right, so we'll blow through that one quickly. Next up, the breakout season. Who's going to have it? Johnny Football or Blake Bortles?
If Johnny gets
off the bench, then it's a breakout season.
Right. He doesn't like Johnny Football.
I have to go with Bortles.
But you saw Johnny Football running around as soon as you see it, you can't. How could you possibly then, as an organization, say, "Yeah, let's go with McCown"? When you see Johnny Football out there keeping the players throwing it around,
see, you know what I like.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl either way. They don't win the Super Bowl. At least let's see what this kid is. That's my
stuff, man. Your prototypical out the two quarterback is Blake, of course. But Johnny just has that it factor. And what I like about Johnny is so far from his second year, yeah, we all know he can run. But when he's scrambling, he's still looking down the field to pass.
He's a great – like he's, Russell Wilson, he's a looking, great see, functional scrambler.
See, he's looking down the field to pass. The rookie – Johnny Manziel just would have ran. MJD just don't like Johnny Football.
I'm having a hard time because I'm going to have to agree with the guy who likes disagreeing with me. But Look, Mike Patton, I think the Browns head coaches, the last sort of seven head coaches have lasted 2 years. Mike Patton's got to be thinking, not like Dave, like, oh, you're never going to win the Super Bowl, just throw in that guy because it's boom or bust. He's thinking, I need to get to show real improvement,
but
get
I don't,
to 8-8 or something like that.
I understand why Mike Patton is going to do it, and I agree with you 100% right. that's his mentality. As a fan of the Cleveland Browns, which I am not, but if I were a fan of the Browns, I don't care what Mike Patton what suits Mike Patton. I care about what's going to make my team reach the top of the mountain at long last, which is winning
it's neither of those guys.
The entire point of pro football is to win the Lombardi Trophy. People lose sight of that because the coaches control the conversation, and so they sell you on Josh McCown gives us
he
a better chance to win week in
and
week out.
Don't.
No, he gives you a chance to keep your job. Is
but 17-17-32.
But Johnny Manziel is 0-2.
Right.
Man, he was
not
the
only
rookie.
Is he 0-2. He doesn't even
rookie,
know what
man.
He's doing.
Come on.
And two man, we just saw the play where he ran. It was two man.
Right.
Fit the ball in there for me. I know you can run.
McCown ain't. He's not scoring off of that.
But he will fit.
He's
going to
get set.
Run. We know that.
He's going to get set.
McCown did break away early in that game.
He did a Johnny Manziel.
Manziel throw the ball. We know you can run. That's why I have to go to Blake Bortles. And then Blake Bortles. I mean, this is a tough decision because Blake Bortles led the league last year in pick sixes. So who am I going with right here?
Well, you can go with neither of the above if you wish.
I'm gonna take the easier one. I'm gonna go with Manziel because as long as he gets off the bench, it's a breakout season.
But if he doesn't, then he's not breaking out of anything.
There you go.
Yeah, y'all just hate him.
But what did you think, Ike, against your pals out there the other night?
Ooh,
what you mean?
Ooh,
Short, quick pass.
This is a great ball he threw. That was a good ball.
In the hole and cover too. That was a good ball.
Yeah. So that's a good looking.
Throw it to the back. He's wide open.
Yeah.
Now do something with it.
Gonna jump over him.
He didn't do.
Yeah. That. See.
Bernard right. Pierce still in the NFL.
Yeah. That was okay. That's why
y'all hate us.
So are you going, John?
I'm going Johnny.
And
football.
And you're going Bortles.
I'm going
and who
are
you going?
Because he's not going to break out.
Listen, Bortles
you
gotta
is
it.
Go with somebody. Who are you
going Manziel so when they all play?
Gus Bradley has already done what I am encouraging all these head coaches to do. He's leaving Chad Henne, who we all know what Chad Henne is, on the bench, and he's letting Blake Bortles at least see by the end of this year, by the end of year two, won't the Jags be able to say, all right, Bortles is never going to get us to the top.
That's my point exactly.
No
at least let me see what Johnny can do.
That's the point with
choice, that's right? My point. At least
that,
let me see.
That's why you play that's why the
you
Texans
play
should play that's why the Texans should play Ryan Mallett instead of Brian Hoyer. See what these guys how high up there they can get. We know what Brian Hoyer is capable of. It is not winning the Lombardi Trophy and doing this.
True, but his record is 10-6.
When McCown throws four picks in one game or they're down by 28.5, and then they should bring Johnny Manziel in. That's what happened to Jack.
He already 17-22. I got enough tape. Me 17-32.
You got enough tape of Manziel going the wrong way.
Man, that's just two games.
That's what he showed us.
Josh McCown played well for four games 2 years ago, and the world swooned for him, and we saw what happened in Tampa Bay last year.
And Johnny Manziel hasn't done it at all. He hasn't even had those four games.
He had a great pro day. He had a great pro day.
Next up, I mentioned Ryan Mallett.
He wore a helmet.
Yo, crazy.
That was great.
Who's going to have –
Yeah, he had the bushes there, too, for dinner.
Who's the brighter future? Who's got the brighter future in pro football? Handsome Hank, is it Ryan Mallett, the aforementioned one, the guy who I have supported all offseason and, in fact, all through 2014? Somebody give this guy a shot. Or Brock Osweiler, who looked pretty good for Denver the other day. Handsome.
I think it's probably Ryan Mallett because I think Ryan Mallett will get a chance to play this year. Osweiler probably will do because Peyton's, you know, who knows, may sit out some games if the injuries continue. But I think when Osweiler gets to take over, which I think is what you're asking about, they'll bring in competition. It's not like Peyton Manning retires and Brock Osweiler automatically inherits that job. Whereas I think by the end of this season, Ryan Mallett will be the Texans' starting quarterback.
I disagree with that, as a matter of fact. I think Brock Osweiler, here's another bold prediction from Damashek. I think Osweiler takes meaningful snaps this year.
You keep going
by hook or by crook. That's right. I did, MJD. Or Damashek did go third person.
Oh.
Go ahead. Who has the brighter pro
future? I have to go Mallett. To be honest with you, Mallett has been tutored by Tom Brady. He was in that New England thing. He's been in the same system over and over again.
Correct.
But Brock Osweiler, this is a new system. First, he was like, I don't know what they were doing. Then it was like Peyton Manning comes in, and then it's just like now it's not Peyton Manning's system. And then you're playing against the twos and the threes. And I just
I just, it's too much inconsistency there for me. I think Ryan Mallett, they're both 6'8". I'll give you that.
Yeah.
They both 6'8", and they both can throw. But Ryan Mallett has more of the tools, and he's played big football too.
Ike.
Ryan Mallett, he's just more seasoned. Not taking anything away from Brock. Ryan just more seasoned. Like MJD was saying, he's been under the Patriots system. He's been under Tom Brady, which is one of the probably the best guys you can be under. Brock is under Peyton Manning too.
And who
So probably one of the best people you can be under. But I think outside for the perimeter wise, Brock has the receiving core. But they have a new, young, up-and-coming receiving core, and they're gelling right now when I want to talk about Ryan Mallett.
I agree with that, right.
So I totally agree with everybody else with Ryan Mallett. So I'm taking Ryan Mallett. I've been a Ryan Mallett fan, and he got the attitude.
That's right. You know what the thing with him is?
His attitude, like, yeah, I know I'm good.
It's because he was naughty back at Arkansas, the field, whatever.
I like that.
A lot of kids do. I don't even know what he did.
He was good. He was on an undermanned Arkansas team against good SEC teams, and he kept them competitive.
Yes.
People forget that because he behaved poorly doing whatever he did at Arkansas.
Who didn't?
He fell to the third round.
See, this
he
is my thing.
A first round talent. Let's see him get
this. This is my thing right here. Why are we all just criticizing of what college kids do in college?
Like,
let's reflect back on what we did in college. We just probably didn't get caught, you know.
I got caught studying.
Where'd you go to school?
Doing my
Where'd you go to school?
Assigned homework. Indiana University.
There it is. I know what you were doing.
Two.
What was I doing?
Candy.
Let's move on. Who do you want for the next 5 years? The now rich guy, Phil Rivers, now locked up by the Chargers. But keep in mind, what is he, 32?
34.
34.
He'll be 34 this season.
Seasoned.
Sheesh. So 34. Do you want him for the next 5 years? Or Ryan Tannehill? MJD, I start with you.
I have to go with Phillip Rivers.
I mean, 5 years?
5 years. I'll take all. I know he's going to compete for those five. Tannehill, I just don't know what I'm going to get. The reason they paid him is because they had to. There was no one else. If that's the case, just throw the money to everybody.
Yeah.
I should have played quarterback. If that's the case, if you're just going to give it to me.
Being able to see over the O-line?
I could throw. I have a touchdown. I threw a touchdown in the league. Handsome Hank.
Yeah, Handsome Hank.
Slow down.
All right, I'm still on zero.
I threw one in the league, so I should get some money right now. Some, like, residual for what I did back.
You need a Band-Aid from Handsome Hank's vicious attack on your height?
It's all over my – that's the first time. No, Phillip Rivers is a – first of all, he's won more games than anyone, I want to say, in the last couple of years or in that draft class. I think he's won more than Eli and Ben.
That can't be true.
I think it's true. I think that's what they said.
Yeah, he has a high – like –
Phil Rivers has won more games than Roethlisberger?
Yes.
Quietly, Phillip Rivers has been doing this thing.
I agree with you that he's a great QB. I just am surprised.
This is a loaded question.
When you have a quarterback who plays in a game with a torn ACL, in a playoff game with a torn ACL, that's saying a lot about his mentality, his 1-2, and his one-shot opportunity that he might feel he have, and his team needs him. When you got a guy like that at the quarterback position with a torn ACL, he could have easily walked off and been like, man, nah, not this week.
Boy, the way you talk about Phil Rivers, you've talked about him quite a bit. I love him.
I really do. I mean, I love my wife, but I love Phillip Rivers too. You know what I'm saying? Nah, like Phillip is that guy.
I think he's cool, yeah.
He's just one of those guys who can get over that hump in the playoffs and hopefully he can win on one. But at the same time, I don't see it in the next five. But in the next five, we're talking about Tannehill – and Phillip, I'm going with Phillip all day.
Can I tell you something, Ike? I agree with you about it because I want my QB to have fire. I like that on this thing that Tom Brady and Drew Brees have, that surgical kind of precision. I say it all the time as a Star Wars reference, as an analogy. There's a reason why Luke Skywalker is more powerful, but he's, you know, that there's something he keeps you at arm's length.
Nerd alert.
I like Han Solo. He plays. He's fired.
Right.
See, we all like Han Solo better than Luke Skywalker.
Hold on, wait. Tom Brady.
I want the fire.
You don't like Jar Jar? Don't nobody like Jar Jar.
I don't like Jar Jar, man.
Why you don't like Jar Jar? Jar Jar like He's my X factor.
Jar Jar, cool, but he was all with the princess. I need somebody that's willing to step out on their own.
So
I need somebody to step out on their own. Jar Long and Linky, man.
Jar Jar know what he's doing.
Y'all I'm worried, though. You know what, though? Bill Cowher wanted Phil Rivers more than he wanted Ben Roethlisberger. It just broke the way it did. Does Ike Taylor support that? Would you rather have had 17 than 7?
No, I'm taking 7 all day. I don't care.
You've redeemed yourself.
I'll tell you this. I'm not taking 7. 7-bit of Buick can still play, so I respect that.
Yeah. I'm taking 7 all day.
Handsome, your vote on this one?
I would. It's tough.
Because this is tough because you love Phil Rivers.
Phil Rivers is my favorite player in the NFL for all the reasons the Dolphins just said. Are your team. But I would take Phil Rivers for the next 2 years. I'd take Ryan Tannehill for the 3 years.
That's not the question.
That's not the question.
That's not the question.
T-Bower. There you go. That's what T-Bowers do.
It's an unacceptable
political answer.
That's a Russell Wilson answer.
The right answer.
If Ryan Tannehill doesn't play well in the next 2 years, there ain't going to be another 3 years for him. He's got to do it now. And by the way, he will do it now. That's another bold one from Damashek. The Dolphins, not those Patriots, are going to win the AFC East.
You took too many Tylenols too. I don't know what y'all doing around here. We got to get out. We got to get out of here soon.
All right. So you can join the conversation. Hashtag DDFP. Send us along your thoughts, your feelings, and let us know, and we'll try to answer your questions. Black Tie, what do you want to do? You want to do questions now?
Got some tweets, and Hank, actually, is going to read them out like he used to back in the day.
That Handsome
That's
Hank.
That's quite an honor.
MJD and Ike, you don't know this. Handsome Hank first appeared on the DDFP. We thought it would just be fun with that nice English accent he has to read tweets for us, and then he became such, you know.
Retro.
His charisma couldn't be denied.
I like reading tweets, but play as tweets.
Okay.
But I would see if I can make it sound better.
Okay.
But I'll try it with these. These are fan tweets. They got questions for you. Okay, someone called Brick Oven wants to know, Ike, what's the biggest lesson you've learned since retirement that you wish you knew as a rookie?
Saying no.
Just what?
Saying no.
No means no.
Oh, saying no.
Saying no in general, like to family, friends, teammates, that has to be one of your favorite words.
What kind of request did you get? That's not a question.
All kind of requests from tickets to money to equipment to gloves. To shoes.
You don't have to name helmets. You don't have to name any names, obviously.
Like,
but what? Because I always do think if you sign a huge contract, what's the most anybody's ever asked you for?
They ain't really play with me like that.
No.
Yeah. It'll.
By the way, can I borrow $8,000?
Boy, thank you for being with me. I was about to jump over. Check, I was about to jump over there.
MJD.
I got drafted, and my mom's friend was like, oh, you know, I took you to your first football game, so you owe me a cottage. I was like,
just a regular house. It's like, got to be a cottage.
Yeah, I just hung up.
Oh, we got requests?
Yeah, I was like, boop. I'll get down like that.
Next one, Jim Kinross wants to know, are you going to see the new Star Wars movie on opening night, or are you going to wait? See what the reviews are like.
Well, you know, I'm a big Star Wars fan. I won't deny that. I mean, I don't hide that fact. I don't know if I want to deal with the lines, though, because as much as I love Star Wars, I feel like there are people that are worse about it than me, that are nerdier than me, and I don't want to get in the line with all that. I'll wait a
I'm
few
with you.
Days.
Yeah, wait a week.
I'm going to get it on bootleg. It'll come out a week later. It's all good.
Hey, man. I'm going to go do it in a week.
You like Jar Jar. It's your favorite one.
I like Jar Jar. My son is a Star Wars head. I'm talking about from our bathroom to his bathroom to the couch to the table to even looking up Star Wars Old Republic games on the computer. So he wakes up, says his prayers, brushes his teeth, eat his breakfast, put his headphones in, plug it in his computer, and he's just watching Star Wars on how to beat the game. From the time he get up, from the time he fall asleep, and me and Danielle, we just like, bro, like you do got two parents that don't mind talking to you in the morning and at night before you go to bed. Like, what's going on? But he's a legit Star Wars.
He likes the Star. Mm-hmm. Can you believe this, fellas? You may not. I know Handsome knows this. Black Tie Behind the Glass has seen very few movies in his lifetime. He loves
93.
He loves talking about movies, but he has never seen any movies.
I love 93. Movies.
He doesn't like. He doesn't see Tom Cruise movies. He doesn't see sports movies. He doesn't see sci-fi movies. He has all these rules about what he won't see. I made him watch Star Wars the other day. I mean, a couple months ago.
Do you like it?
It was man. I can't believe how big of a hit it's been. It's surprising. Like,
hey,
it's been only the greatest. No, cool.
I'm in a sports movie.
Which one's that?
When the Game Stands Tall.
Oh, that's right.
When I'm
the
in
game
there.
Stands tall.
It's about my high school coach.
Oh, really? I didn't. Yeah.
I'm in there, and
you in the movie?
Did you see it?
I didn't see that.
All right. Well, then we'll talk about this after off air.
I wrote something that was in a movie once.
Really?
I wrote for The Man Show, and do you remember The Man Show?
No.
With Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla?
Yeah, it was whack. Let's go.
You don't know that show either?
I mean, if I don't know the show, obviously it was whack.
Handsome Hank, you're aware.
Never heard of it.
There you
really.
Go.
This is an outrage. I wrote a bit for The Man Show.
So what did you write?
It was called Man Ponds.
And what was it?
It was for guys who sweat from the back, from their bum.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So it was Man Ponds, and it was a bit. And it was a Colin Farrell FBI movie, and he's watching The Man Show, and that bit is on. And the director got paid thousands of dollars residuals for it showing up in a movie, but because Man Show wasn't Writers Guild, I didn't get paid on that.
Hey, black tie.
She offered to take me out for a drink, the director.
Black tie.
I said, a drink? You got paid thousands of dollars for my work.
Black, can we poop on that?
No. Yeah. That's a good
can
story.
Can we poop on that
I
one?
I don't think we could.
Everybody's
we can take that bit out.
Answer, you have another
right, here's
one?
Another one. I think this one's for MJD. What's the best type of fry? French, chunky, curly, cheesy, sweet potato.
Why they come to you about the food?
Why is that for MJD?
Only because
why
you hadn't had
the food?
It's because you hadn't had a question yet. I felt bad for you because you hadn't had a question.
If I'm going to go with it, I'm going to go with Jack in the Box, regular fries. Best fries out. But Jack in the Box has the best food, period, right now. Right?
I have some thoughts on this, but I'm going to go to you now, Ike.
What? Fries?
What are your thoughts on this?
You like fries?
I'm going to eat the Wendy's fries. I like the bigger fries. I like the sea salt, even though they ain't sea salt, and they tell you it's sea salt. I'm going to go with the Wendy's bigger fries.
Chunky is misspelled there. Here's my question for all of you, as is cheesy.
Love it.
Poutine tries a little too hard. That's Canadian.
That's too
and I love gravy on fries.
You don't even have Jack in the Box on there. You talk about fries.
Oh, you
gotta
get
got the
In-N-Out animal style fried.
In-N-Out
fries are the worst.
They are the worst.
They don't taste like something different.
In-N-Out fries are not good. MJD, here's the thing that always drives me crazy about the curly fries. Who decided in the world that curly fries are the only ones that get that spice on them? You don't get the and I don't like the spice. I like the curly fry, but I don't like that spice on it. But if I can never have a curly fry sans the spice.
Hey, you don't like spicy food?
I love spicy food. I don't like that particular spice. Why is it relegated only to the curly fry?
Well,
what agreement was made? You know,
you can go downstairs and ask at the cafe.
Because they put it right in there.
I suppose.
I'm going to say I want regular fries with the curly fry salt spice.
I go give me the curly fry minus the spice. I would like that option. We live in America, don't we? I thought that it was my right to choose.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Home of the
brave.
Whatever
you want.
That's a brave statement.
Whatever you
want. The correct answer, though, MJD, is the one that MJD gave. It's a nice shoestring. Mm-hmm. You know, don't overcomplicate it.
Right.
You don't need the big
steak
fries.
That would have been chunky
one. All that nonsense. Okay. All right. MJD, Ike Taylor, hit the bricks. You're going to go do some fancy TV stuff right now. But, you know, one other question that Handsome and I were contemplating is, what is black tie? What do you want me to do? I'm trying to speak. You can't keep yelling, go, I got to go, I got to go, I got to go.
What's wrong with him?
I know, he's crazy.
Like, what's wrong with
black tie? He's drunk with power. I'm not Sully back there with the mustache who you treat however you want. Treat like gum on your shoe and then throw in the garbage when you're done with me. I'm trying to do a show now.
All false accusations. All false.
Yeah, whatever.
Handsome and I were thinking of trying to figure out who's going to
have
the first.
How can you go from that all the way to even kill? That was
because that's how I run a
huddle. He's a leader.
Do you understand? I can relegate the fire where that's at the referees. And why you did that, I don't know, ref. But now, fellas, it's time for us to score a touchdown. Let's take
that
ball right down the field. We're gonna do. Yeah, you see how I do?
You almost could be there.
That was nice.
My first command as I run the huddle is go. You got to go out of the studio. You guys got to go.
You're not in this play.
To go.
But Handsome and I were talking about who's going to have the first overall draft pick, who's going to be the worst team. As it turns out, in a new series that'll be debuting very soon, we're going to give you a sneak preview right now. Me and Ike are doing rankings. We're royal.
Rankings.
And let's take a look at one of those teams that's going to be in contention. And I do think there is going to be a special cameo in this one. Take a look. ye. It's your old pal, Lord Damashek, here again with His Majesty Ike Taylor for the latest installment of the first ever edition of The Rankings. With no further ado then, let's get to number 30 on the list, and it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Make some sense of this team for me.
Right now, don't have the pieces
right
to the puzzle. Point blank, period. So Coach Bradley have to do some adjusting, which I think he is this year from last year. So we'll see. But I'm going to Jacksonville Stadium for the pool.
All right, I want to see that. Will you wear a bathing suit or will you wear those pants?
I will wear Speedos.
Oh, no. No, no. No, no. Please don't.
I'm the king.
No one wants
that. I'm allowed to wear whatever I want.
All right, I would like to talk about Blake Bortles. He does have some good pass catchers. Yes or no? Will he turn the corner in year two?
Turning the corner as we speak.
Is that right?
Turning the corner as we speak. All right. I like Blake over there, you.
You know what? I like him quite a bit, as a matter of fact, myself, too. But right now, a thing that would really help him quite a bit is a running game. They didn't really get going last year with that. They did draft T.J. Yeldon. So what's the poop, Ike? Can T.J. Yeldon be the next MJD? What are you doing? MJD. So TJY cannot be MJD.
I don't like to put players like, say, this guy's like that guy. I think he can be the best T.J. Yeldon. We're different people. We have different running styles. He's more of a slasher. I was more of a downhill runner. But I think he can be a very versatile back and add to that history of the Jaguars, the top backs from Natron Means, Fred Taylor, myself, Greg Jones, mm-hmm. a lot of guys.
All the way back to Natron?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went back to the beginning, sir.
That's quite a group, Ike, for a team that hasn't been around very long. Last question, then, our wild card. What gives with those helmets? They're ridiculous. I know this, that those helmets look like a Rolo candy left in a hot car for too long. Melted. You know, Ike?
So you definitely don't like that uniform?
I'm not a fan of those.
Okay.
And I'm not a fan of you in a Speedo jumping into the pool. Thanks for stopping by there, MJD. And we'll be back with number 29. If you want to see who slots in there, why don't you watch it? Well, there you have it, Handsome Hank. What did you think? They're gone now. So
I'm a big fan.
You can review it however you'd like.
No, I like it a lot. I think Ike's facial expressions, I don't know if he worked on those a lot, but those are pretty amazing.
He's very royal.
He's very regal, yes. I think if he went, I mean, when he was in London, I know that he was almost embraced by the royal family, but they just...
Well, in Pittsburgh, he's embraced by as close as royalty as you
exactly.
get in there by the Rooney family.
Right.
So they love him quite a bit. Answer that question, though, Handsome. Who's going to have the first overall pick?
Tough one. I think a lot of people think the 49ers could be there or thereabouts. I'm going to go with a team like the Jags, I think, who just probably don't have enough this season to put it all together.
After seeing Mariota, I think, and look pretty good after the early mm-hmm. troubles that he had, maybe they won't be last. That was going to be my
pick. Is that who you had?
Yeah, I had the Titans. You know what? We'll see how it all works out. My pick last year was the Dallas Cowboys.
The
so
Bears could, challenge for that.
All right. And Black Tie, you're saying something in my ear, and I can't hear what you're saying.
Well, I'm
Please
just saying,
just tell
just
me.
Promote what we, you know, people just listen to. You can watch it on NFL.com. You can check it out on YouTube. Your great series, their rankings. You know?
Oh, the ranking yeah. series is yeah. on YouTube.
There's a little note there in your notepad to promote the show.
Listen, Black Tie, I have – you can't imagine –
It's on that sheet. It's on
the responsibility
sheet.
That I have is would be impossible for you to fathom.
So
it's
they call
too
you
much.
Navy football, we get it. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about my name. It didn't really catch on. I like that Johnny Football, like it's right there in the name. It's hard to argue with. I contend that he was a first-round draft pick in part because he said, I'm Johnny Football. And people are like, well, then you must be good at football.
How long can he
That's
maintain...
why I'm Davey Podcast.
Well, I mean, and that you do a podcast twice a week. How long can Johnny Football be called Johnny Football when he doesn't actually touch the football?
Interesting. Yeah, that's a
that,
good
I mean, at some point, question. The football moniker has to get more like Johnny Bench or Johnny Hangout on the sideline.
Ooh, Johnny Bench. Well done. So, yes, look at NFL.com and look at or look on YouTube for the NFL, and there you will find our series, The Rankings.
You have to stress the Kings part of it.
That's correct. Handsome, how did you feel? This is our first full show in video now out there for...
Is this in video?
Yes, the whole thing is, Handsome.
Well, it's being taped in video. You should definitely check this out, NFL.com/podcast, and we'll let you know when the full show is up on NFL Now.
But you're going to put this full show up there, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
I don't know. I don't understand, handsome. All right.
Most of it, definitely.
I'd have done my hair and makeup if I'd known that.
I felt like you and MJD got on a little bit better.
I think a little better. There's still some residual heat from the first episode. But
and from you making short jokes.
I have to fire back at him.
It's true.
He is also short.
I think you salvaged some dignity by going back at him a week later. All right. We'll be back with more Hooey and Applesauce later on. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.